Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another podcast episode. Today is going to be a little bit different episode. It's going to be really short, really to the point, and just encouraging you to take the experiences that you have, whatever is going on in your daily life, and realizing that, you know, life's not perfect. However, you just got to keep going, got to keep learning, got to keep improving. And as I'm recording this, or before I was recording this, you know, today I had a friend come over and it was really good. However, earlier this morning I had my earbuds, right? And I ended up misplacing them, and I've been looking all throughout our yard and the house and the living room and our bedroom and everywhere for it. So I'm still on the lookout for that. But as I'm recording this episode, just some inspiration from that, you know, it's really just teaching me to, like, losing my earbuds right now. I will find them again. It'll be all fine. But in this short little example, it just reminds me that in life, yeah, you may misplace things. Things may get lost or whatever. You may feel, other than physically just misplacing things, you may feel, you know, lost in life. You may not know which direction you're going, what your purpose is, or anything like that. And it's okay to not know exactly what's going to happen in your future. However, you just got to keep going, got to keep learning, and you got to keep improving your life, you know, as you go forward. Life's not always perfect. You know, there's, again, sometimes you just got to take some rest days. And by rest days, that could be self-care type stuff. You know, that's a really huge thing in society and important for today's Gen Z generation, and really anyone in general, with the craziness of life and with the craziness of everything going around, really just taking a few moments to focus on your own needs and your personal needs, so that you could properly and help other people. Because sometimes we might want to help other people, we might want to live our best life and all of that, but we forget to get enough rest. We forget to eat the right food or exercise or follow our habits or complete certain tasks that we wish to get done. And then our life could be out of place, right? We could feel lost. We can feel behind, or some crazy stuff can happen in our life that was unexpected, or whatever. People might turn on you. Friends might that you've had in the past, you know, you might not be friends with anymore, or there's some family conflicts going on, or whatever craziness is happening in your life, whether it's health-related things. I'm praying for you if it is health-related things. I just pray for peace. I pray for joy. I pray for just a renewed mind for you, the listener, listening to this. Because you're awesome. You're amazing. And look, again, life's going to try and tear you down. It's going to discourage you and show you that you're worthless, but you're not. You're amazing. You're empowering. You're purposeful. And look, just because things happen in our life that are unexpected, you still personally, in your own mind, in your hands, in your body, have the opportunity and the choice to take control of what's happening in your life and turn it around, right? You might not be able to control the situations externally that are happening in your life, or even sometimes, or in a way how they might affect you internally. However, you really do have the choice to, you know, get help, get support, focus on your mental health, and focus on learning new things and doing things that you enjoy. Really just deciding to take whatever day, whatever bad day you're going through, whatever not good experiences you're going through, whatever unethical, you know, really discouraging situations or experiences you've gone through or currently going through, these things are not meant to destroy you, but they're not meant to destroy you, but meant to strengthen you, meant to teach you, meant to teach you a lesson, really, and show you that, hey, everything in life that we go through happens for a reason. Now, some things are unexpected and all that, but really you can take each of the experiences and things you go through to use as a lesson, or use as just like another stepping stone or stepping block, or to moving yourself forward in life, to moving your story forward, to moving your message forward, to developing the book you have inside you, to develop that message, that core values that you stand by and that you have, and the wisdom that you can share with other people, right? You have all of the opportunities to do these things and share these things with other people. So to kind of go back to what we started with here, this episode is, we're just kind of going for it. We're just recording it on the spot. So there's no notes that I wrote down with this to share with you guys that we wrote down and stuff. However, that's okay, right? Some things just come, you know, straight from the heart. And this is just being straight up with you. Like, I didn't necessarily want to record this tonight just because of me losing my earbuds, don't know where they are and all that. However, as mentioned at the beginning, this is really just teaching me, or what I started to get into was, this is really teaching me to realize life isn't perfect. You know, we're going to misplace things, right? And, you know, we're going to be on the search to find that thing, right? When we lose something, we want to find it again. We want to get it back. We want to restore what we've lost, right? Whether that's restore a physical item like earbuds or your keys or your phone or whatever. I just realized that, you know, when we're going to be on the search for things that we lose, and that search is really the drive that you can also use when you are working to your goals, working to your future, and working to changing your situation that you're going through, and whatever hardships or whatever challenges you're facing, right? You can use that drive of, you know, trying to find a missing item, and use that focus and the focus on just trying to do that one thing, find that one thing, get that one task done, and applying that to other areas of your life. Really just teaching you to also slow down and really focus on the things that happen in your life. You know, I just, again, pray peace, pray joy, pray a renewed mind, and I pray, you know, comfort over whatever situations or discomfort you're going through, and I pray comfort, I pray peace, I pray I pray that things get better for you, and trust me, they will. Life may be trying to tear you down right now or whatever, or discourage you in any sort of way, but realize that, hey, it's all part of life. Here, most of you are in your teenage years or young adults, and y'all are young. I'm young, I'm only 15, but it's crazy to me how, like, abundant life can be, how extraordinary life can be, and how amazing life can be if we just decide to live and decide to have an open mind, decide to do things differently, decide to do things outside of our comfort zone, decide to meet new people. Really just making a decision to do things that are uncomfortable and being okay with being uncomfortable, or being okay in uncomfortable situations, right? Be comfortable when you're going through uncomfortable situations, right? Now, that doesn't mean you're always going to like what's going to happen. That doesn't always mean you're going to be comfortable in situations that are scary, or that you're new to, or whether it's a new sport you're trying for, or talking to a new person, or whatever. Like, it can be scary, right? And yeah, so that's kind of what today's episode's about. If you're, whatever you've found valuable in this, let me know in, whether you're watching this on YouTube, or you're watching this, or you're just listening to this, make sure you leave a review, whether it's through messaging me on Instagram, or Twitter, or wherever else you wish to communicate your feedback and all of that. I would really appreciate it. I would highly appreciate it. And I just thank you so much for listening. You know, if there's anything throughout all of these episodes that have impacted you in any sort of way, I really want to have, us be a community, have us have a message that unifies everyone, right? That's inclusive, that's impactful, and all of that. So that's just kind of what came off my heart real quick. In closing, just reflecting back is life's gonna be tough, life's gonna be challenging, life's going to discourage you. In life, you may lose things or misplace things, and really just having that drive and having that focus to search and to find your way to looking for a physical, whether it may be a physical item, or really just trying to find your way in life, find your direction, find your way through hardships, through challenges and through successes and all of that. Really just kind of walking through life and seeing kind of what happens, but also taking life into your own hands, like taking control of your life, right? Letting God guide your steps, if you're faith-based, and really just moving yourself forward. So that's it for today's episode, guys. I really appreciate you listening. And there we go. There we go. That's the end of today's episode. Man, I could probably just go on talking and sharing more value and encouragement for you guys and with you guys and all of that. And additionally, we're going to be having more throughout the summer and throughout all of that coming up. School's coming to a close. And look, you guys may have a lot of exams going on. You guys may have a lot of assignments, school related, or if you've already graduated, maybe this season of your life is just crazy. Maybe you're working a job, maybe you're doing something like that, and really just finding the balance with all your time and your energy, getting enough sleep, prioritizing different habits and exercise and reading and all sorts of stuff that's going to improve your life or guide your life or what you believe is going to move your life forward in the direction that you aspire it to lead and that God is leading you towards. Taking the opportunities that present themselves to you is super important, whether it's meeting that new person or really taking a leadership role maybe, or just whether it's just you on your own by yourself facing your own battles. You are powerful, you're a warrior. The Lord gives you strength to push through different situations to try to discourage you and push you down, pull you down, whatever. So that's my little rant for today. Whenever you're listening, in the night, in the evening, in the morning, in the early morning, or in the afternoon, or whether you're across the world and it's a different time zone, whatever. Whatever time you're listening to this and wherever you're listening to this, I really, really appreciate it. I am super grateful for all the people that are listening. Oh my gosh, this is so silly. Oh shucks. Well, with all that said and done, fellas, oh my gosh. Oh, I'm hilarious. And so are you guys. You guys are funny. You guys are awesome. And there's so many different characteristics you guys have that you can use to encourage others with, to uplift others with, to make others laugh, to make others feel joyful, to feel heard, to feel like you're listening to them. And right, you have personal gifts and talents and things that you can use in your personal story to help impact other people, right? You can use the things that you've learned to get through your situations to, whenever you're on the search for something and really teaching and sharing that process and that journey with other people to really just help another person get through whatever they're going through. You could be that light, you can be that helper, whether it's you reaching one person, two people, five people, or a million people across the world through social media and through speaking or through different programs or businesses or anything you guys might start or and continue to pursue and do. you know, with today's society, with social media and all of that, and technology and all sorts of things, you have a larger opportunity to impact those around you, to impact those people your age. And a lot of you guys are teens and young adults, so you're young, you're new, and you're familiar with a lot of technology-based things. So really taking the opportunity to learn how to use social media, learn how to get through situations, learn how to share your story, learn how to use what you go through to uplift others, right? Life is just a learning game, honestly. It's to teach you lessons and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, I need to take this advice myself, and I'm sure if this has helped any of you guys, I'd be super grateful to hear your feedback and all of that. So, and we really want to grow this podcast together as a community and as this audience here listening, and as you, the individual listening. You're part of this audience, you're part of this community, and you're part of all of this. And really, I'm here. My role here is to simply provide you guys value and encouragement, uplift you, and really help you share your story, stand out, and really to overcome your fear of discomfort and really deciding to overcome hesitation, to start, to overcome that fear, overcome that anxiety, overcome any things that might discourage you from stepping into your dreams, stepping into new roles, stepping into new experiences, and really leading you forward into the direction that you aspire to go and that you're meant to lead, and the life you're meant to lead, the places you're meant to go. So I appreciate you guys listening, and remember to share this with somebody who needs it. I appreciate the support and the listenership throughout the time that I've been recording these podcasts, throughout the past year and a half. Since last year, February, that I started recording these podcasts and stuff. It's been a wonderful experience, and yeah, I'm just here to continue to help you guys and to grow this audience and grow this podcast. So remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. I'll see you guys in the next episode. We'll have more amazing episodes coming out, and yeah, stay tuned, look forward to it. Share this with your friends, share this with other teenagers and other people your age and other young adults, or that would really feel empowered by the content we have here. I love you guys, and make sure to check this podcast out on YouTube. I'm going to start uploading more of these videos, podcast videos, to YouTube, and that's what we have. So looking forward to sharing that with you guys. See you in the next episode of Create Don't Hesitate Podcast. I love you guys very much, and each and every one of you has a purpose. So pursue that every single day that you have alive, because you never know the time you have left on this earth. So that is my closing message and closing statement of the night or of the day, whenever you are listening to this podcast episode. Oh, so silly, but so amazing at the same time. I keep running around in all these circles, feeling so worried sometimes, feeling like I'm running in circles. A, B, C, I can count my ABCs as she's singing along with me. Think this is really fantastic. Got all this music inside my head. 1, 2, 3, oh, you know what I need. Got a ukulele, it's homemade, you see. A, B, A, B, C. Look how tuned this is, guys. This is so tuned. Oh, yeah. It's super tuned. Totally. Totally don't need to tune that. If y'all are still listening, I appreciate you guys. Y'all are amazing. See y'all next time. Hey you, I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create Don't Hesitate.
If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.